My dearly beloved, I shall share one precious testimony with you. I have a real story that the Lord has instructed me to labor upon. Somewhat 10 years ago, perhaps more than 10 years ago, I was instructed by the Holy Spirit as I was in prayer to look back into the church in the south of the city where I live. And as I prayed before the Lord, I said, "What is it, Lord?" I said, "Well, that's your next project." Then I call up one sister in Christ and ask her, first of all, whether she knows anything good about the churches in the south part of the city. And she said to me, "Forget about it. There's not one that is good." So finally, check into the internet and look back in the former church where I used to attend and discover that one of the sisters in Christ is dying of terminal cancer. Then as I come before the Lord God, before the throne of grace to pray, I saw her face and the voice of the Lord says, "Quickly, there is not much time left for her." Now this particular sister in Christ had been in church for most of her life. And what is tragic about it is the very fact that her husband, that is a drunkard, beat her up, abused her, and refused to work. So she had to raise her own two children on her own strength. And of course, she had to go out there and get a job. No question. However, when I saw that news about her, that she was dying of terminal cancer, that the cancer has spread through everywhere in every part of her body, and we know in that scenario that her life is not much left, isn't it? That she was about to die. So the voice of the Lord spoke to me and said, "Hurry, quickly, for there is not much time left on her." But I've always known that this sister, because she was in the Sunday school that I taught in that church, she was never born again of the Spirit of God, my dearly beloved. And it is my concern that I know that the Lord would like to save her. She has been in that church for many, many years and has been baptized in that church. And she has been attending that church week after week, Sunday after Sunday, but she was never born again of the Spirit of God. Nonetheless, by the time I met her and found her dying on the bed, in time to meet her face to face, I asked her the real, genuine question. As she was physically shutting down and dying on the bed, I asked her, I said, "Sister, are you ready to go home to be with Jesus?" And my dearly beloved, when you are dying in the bed, I can guarantee you, you would have to be honest with yourself at that point of time, isn't it? And so she responded and answered, and she said, "I don't have the assurance." You see, my dearly beloved, when we are about to face death, you know deep in your heart whether you have the assurance, whether you are going to face our Lord with absolute victoriousness and joy, or whether you say, "Well, I don't know whether I can make it." That's exactly what happened to the sister. She said, "I don't have that guarantee." So I told her, I said, "That is correct. That is why I'm sent your way. And if you're willing to repent and confess your sins, let us pray together." So she agreed and we began to pray, and I led her to confess all of her sins and repent of it. At the end of that prayer, as we finalized the prayers together, and thereafter, I asked her, "How do you feel right now?" And this sister replied, "I felt all the dirt has left me." And I said, "Do you feel peace in your heart?" She said, "Yes, absolutely." My dearly beloved, my heart rejoices. I knew that the Holy Spirit is in her heart, and that now she is going to go home to be with Jesus. So she told me to put herself down on a wheelchair At first I thought to myself perhaps she would like to go out there to take a walk instead of being in bed. So I pushed the wheelchair and she told me to push it right to the front door. Thereafter she stood up with all her strength, knowing that she had terminal cancer and chronic fatigue at that point of time. However, this sister was so very appreciative, was very grateful to me that she took all her strength to stand up and shake my hand just to let me know that she appreciated and deeply thanked me for what I have done for her. My dearly beloved, it is not me, I told her, do not thank me. It is Jesus that she must thank. And she shook my hand and we parted. And 2 days later, she's gone to be with the Lord. My dearly beloved, there are many, many times that we must pay attention to the voice of the Lord. And in this case, the Holy Spirit instructed me, hurry up, there is no time left. However, I rejoice in my heart that right now she's gone to be with the Lord.